Another North Carolina Congressman, Greg Murphy of the 3rd District, says he will challenge the Electoral College votes tomorrow. WFAE's Michael Falero has more.
During Wednesday's joint session, a presiding officer will open each state's certificate of their electoral votes. Vice President Mike Pence is expected to preside. Tellers from both parties will then read out loud each certificate and record the votes. Members of Congress can verbally object to a state's electoral votes after the teller reads them out. Members must also submit an objection in writing, and it must be signed by both a representative and a senator. If there are valid objections, the House and Senate go into separate sessions and debate them. They then vote on the objection. North Carolina's two senators, both Republicans, appear to support the certification of the election results. Senator Richard Burr told Politico he wasn't going to join Missouri Senator Josh Hawley's effort to contest Biden's victory. Burr has previously said he doesn't plan to run for re-election in 2022. Senator Tom Tillis hasn't made a definitive public statement, but in mid-December, he called Biden the presumptive president after the Electoral College ratified his win. Tillis himself was re-elected in November. Several Republican members of the state's congressional delegation plan to object. Newly elected 11th District Representative Madison Cawthorn has said he will vote against the Electoral College votes. His office says he plans on challenging it because of his, quote, commitment to uphold the Constitution. Also planning to object are Representative Richard Hudson of the 8th District, which stretches from Cabarrus County to Cumberland County, David Rouser of the 7th District, and Greg Murphy of the 3rd District. Ted Budd in the 13th District has been tweeting in support of Hawley's effort over the last few days. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.